From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Al-Shabaab claims responsibility for deadly attack on Mogadishu Hotel. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a deadly attack on a hotel in Mogadishu today, leaving at least 11 people dead, including the owner of the hotel, a military commander, two lawmakers, and a journalist. Authorities say the militants set off a car bomb at the entrance of the Sahafi Hotel in Somalia's capital. The blast was followed by a second car bomb. Gunmen then stormed the hotel, which is popular with government officials and business executives. Witnesses heard intense gunfire inside the hotel. Police Major Ismail Noor told Reuters police have rescued many government officials by placing a ladder at the hotel's back wall. Noor said the police also received phone calls from hotel staff hiding in the building. President Obama pleaded for peace between Israelis and Palestinians at a rally to remember former Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. Speaking by video to tens of thousands of Israelis who celebrated Rabin's life Saturday in Tel Aviv, Mr. Obama said the late Prime Minister's dream continues to inspire. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton, who worked directly with Rabin, said he was a model for those who are seeking peace.
Whenever there was a terrible incident here and I would call him, he simply repeated what we in the White House came to know as Rabin's Law. We will fight terror as if there were no negotiations, but we will negotiate as if there were no terror.
Elsewhere, Palestinian protesters battled with Israeli police as thousands attended the funerals in Hebron of five teenagers. This is VOA News. Russia is observing a national day of mourning today for the 217 passengers and seven crew members killed in a plane crash Saturday in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Nearly all of the passengers were Russian tourists returning to St. Petersburg from the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. Three Ukrainians are also among the dead. Emergency crews have recovered at least 129 bodies so far, along with both the plane's black boxes, which record all moments of a flight, including communications among the pilots. Experts hope the data recorders will give them vital clues into what caused the plane's crash. The Egyptian branch of Islamic State claimed responsibility for shooting down the plane, but aviation and military experts say that would be impossible. Votes are being cast in parliamentary elections today in Turkey that could determine whether the country's ruling party can win back its years-long majority. Thousands of polling stations opened after dawn in eastern Turkey, with stations opening an hour later in western Turkey. Today's vote is the second in 5 months. A central issue in the balloting is the rising influence of Kurdish voters who are going to the polls in large numbers. Many say their long-term aspirations are for an eventual Kurdish independent state. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports from Istanbul.
It's only within the last few years that Kurdish merchants have been able to speak Kurdish publicly in Istanbul's Grand Bazaar. It's been a long road to ending discrimination, and Sunday's elections may tell how far they have to go. Tensions are high, and some blame politicians on both sides for the discord.
We call for peace. They call for war, and we will answer that with another call for peace.
Turkey's Kurds demand more autonomy in their regions and the use of Kurdish in public schools. Surveys show the majority doesn't want to force the issue of a separate state for now and see the democratic process as the way forward. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Istanbul.
The leaders of South Korea, China, and Japan have agreed to resume their annual three-way summits, putting aside their lingering disputes and resentments that have lasted for decades. South Korean President Park Geun-hye hosted Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Chinese Premier Lee Kae-jong in Seoul today for the first trilateral summit between the Asian economic powerhouses since 2012. President Park said Xi, Abe, and Lee had pledged to resume cooperation in the spirit of facing history squarely and advancing towards the future. Leaders agreed to accelerate negotiations on a trilateral free trade agreement and reaffirmed their efforts to revive the long-dormant North Korean nuclear disarmament talks. In Washington, I'm Susan Yawkey.
That's the latest world news from VOA.